Fran Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In netball, Caitlin Bassett hounds New Zealand in the Constellation Cup game in Townsville. I'm sure she's never heard that joke before, do you reckon?
No. Look, we'll go tenacious, determined, resolute, or maybe just plain dogged. Look, Bassett scored 37 goals from 38 attempts, 34 of those in a row, as the Diamonds won game two of the series, leading from the outset, troubled a couple of times, but able to pull away when necessary. And that continues their recent domination of the Silver Ferns, and now 9 wins in a row. And we do know how important beating New Zealand is in netball. And it gives the Diamonds a 2-0 lead in this series of the Southern Firmament, which now adjourns to Across the Ditch, Hamilton on Sunday and Wellington today week. And look, in their current mood, with coach Lisa Alexander able to call on enormous resources off the bench, it was Gretel Tippett last night, you just can't see the Diamonds losing both of these games, let alone one. So you think the Constellation Cup will be remaining in Australian hands, Fran.
Okay. In cricket, Australia's got a huge fight on its hands to save the first test against Pakistan.
Oh, Fran, another collapse, though not yet as disastrous as the one in the first innings. The loss of 3 quick wickets, Aaron Finch for 49, and then the Marsh brothers for a couple of ducks, and all on the dreaded score of 87, Australian cricket's devil's number. Now, some say it's because it's 13 short of a century. Others because the young Keith Miller became obsessed with the number when he saw his childhood hero, as he was at the time. He got to play with him eventually when he saw Don Bradman dismissed for that score in a Sheffield Shield match, 87 out, and he just couldn't believe that Bradman didn't score 100. Now, Miller and Bradman would have been smiling knowingly at each other in their comfy chairs in the Pantheon as the Australians were left reeling at 3 for 87, and they're pretty much still reeling at 3 for 136 at stumps on day 4. The optimists will have them needing another 326 runs to win, but the realists know that somehow they have to avoid losing another 7 wickets on day 5 today when Usman Khawaja, his second half century of the game, resumes on 50 not. Now, this is the bloke they reckon couldn't play spin, but now here he is in the
home. He's doing his bit, isn't he?
He's doing his bit, the hope of the side. And look, here in Australia, Peter Hanscom leading Victoria to victory in the one-day domestic final yesterday, the Victorians thrashing Tasmania, Fran.
Okay, and meanwhile in tennis, Alex de Minaur is through to round 16. At the Shanghai Masters.
Yeah, look, Fran, he's reaffirming his status as Australia's best male player. He beat Benoit Paire in straight sets, getting his first serve in more often than not. He now plays the number 4 seed, Alexander Zverev, and also in Shanghai, Matthew Ebden is into the round of 16. That's against Peter Goyowicz today. While in Hong Kong, Daria Gavrilova is playing Monica Niculescu. That's also a round of 16 matches, a match. So you can see there's a bit of a changing of the guard going on in tennis. As we know, Sam Stosur was eliminated in the first round of the Hong Kong tournament. And Nick Kyrgios, did we mention that name again, is on the slide in contrast to Alex de Minaur, Fran.
Oh, well, there's always, as we say in so many times in so many sports, got to be a passing of the baton, I guess. Warwick, more sport at 7:30. Thank you.
Good on you, Fran.